I think more so by the mistakes, you know, the opportunities that we missed, the things that we allowed. You know, we allow a big run and an eight-man front. That's disappointing. You know, we had opportunities to complete plays downfield, and we get holding calls and face masking calls. Can't do that, not against a good football team, and that's why you get beat.
Ryan, that's such a great start offensively, scoring on a little bit of possession. How do you evaluate the whole day from the offensive side of the ball?
Well, missed opportunities, self-inflicted mistakes. You know, again, you can't have penalties. You're moving the ball well. You convert a big third down, at least you think you do, and you get a big penalty. Can't do it. Not against a good football team.
What about the special teams? You had the punter drop the ball. You had the fumble punt.
Yep. Last week it was big for us. This week it wasn't. And those are things we got to clean up. We can't bobble the snaps. We can't fumble the ball. You know, we were going to get great field position on the fumbled punt return, which was disappointing. You know, but Kalen's a heck of a football player, and he'll make a play for us. Unfortunately, that one didn't go our way.
What did you see on the bobble snap? Was it pressure? He just dropped.
No, he just dropped it. And that's, you know, that's something that unfortunately happens. And you know, I know Mike's going to, you know, for the most part, catch him and punt him.
What was the explanation you were giving for the non-called neutral zone?
Got no idea. They didn't see it. They didn't think we reacted. We didn't think we moved enough for them to throw the flag and blow the play dead.
Did that throw off the offensive line to allow?
Unfortunately, it could have. I'm not saying it did or didn't, but unfortunately, it could have. You know, but that's ball. They're gonna make calls and they're gonna miss calls.
Thomas limited today. Was that the plan coming?
Yes, that was the plan coming in, that we were gonna play Thomas limited. You know, and try and get him through the game, which we did, and healthy. Same thing with Shaq. Shaq, you know, tweaked that foot again, but he came back in and finished up for us, so we should be all right going forward.
Well, Kamara, I mean, you know what he can do, and yet he still seems to get loose. What did you see today? What does he do that you can't prepare for?
Well, he does. You prepare for everything you want. But he's, you know, he's got some elite ability. They scheme very well. They do some really good things with what Coach Payton calls. And right now they're real difficult to defend because of all the other weapons they have. You know, you've got to respect their receivers. You've got to have account for their tight ends. And then the back tandems they use. Both him and Ingram are tremendous backs. You know, everything starts with the quarterback, though, and he's a heck of a trigger man.
So now as you go into this final stretch round, you're essentially down two games in the division with four to go. What's the mindset going into the final quarter?
We got Minnesota next. That's the mindset. We're going to take them one at a time. We're going to focus in on who we play next.